This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. It is the second game of our doubleheader here today, the second regional semifinal in Division 7 baseball from Cedarville University. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman. First game went to Newton, 5-1 winner over Rushi. Newton awaits the second game winner tomorrow at 5 in a regional championship game. Then at stake tomorrow is a berth in the state final four at Thurman Munson Stadium in Canton, 10 a.m. 1 week from Friday against the Northeast Regional Champ, Delta St. John against Fort Loramie upcoming. First pitch just around the corner, 15 minutes away or so. Fort Loramie 18-9, second in the Shelby County Athletic League, and Delta St. John 17-7. It finished one game back in the loss column of Coldwater in the Midwest Athletic Conference race. Delta St. John's did beat Coldwater in the season. So think about that for a moment. Marion Local defeated Delphus in the campaign. Fort Loramie lost to Marion Local. Other common opponents, Fort Loramie split with Rushi. And Rushi beat Marion Local twice. Go figure. It has been predictably unpredictable in high school baseball this year. Rushi with three big errors of commission, more of omission in game one in bowing to Newton 5-1. How about Newton? First district championship since
1995, and in that season, Newton lost 10-0 in the regional semifinal. Here today, Rushi victorious, or I should say Newton victorious, over Rushi by a 5-1 count. A big congrats to head coach Jordan Kopp and his staff as Newton defeats Rushi. And the Indians await this winner of Game 2 in tomorrow's regional championship at 5 o'clock. I'm Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman, who's alongside. Infield has been groomed for our second game. Infield practice has been completed by both teams. Starting pitchers on the mound for Fort Loramie. Redskins ace Sammy Gubo. 36 innings, ERA of 2.1, 33 Ks in the 36 innings. On the bump, Cameron Elwer for Delphi St. John's. You recognize the name. He's the basketball star. Elwer, 1.35 ERA, 214 batting average against. He's given up 30 hits in 36 innings. It's Sammy Gubo against Cameron Elwer. 18-9 Fort Loramie, 17-7 Delphi St. John's. The winner meets Newton tomorrow at 5. We've got our starting lineups in just a few minutes. I'm Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back here to Cedarville University. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman alongside. The three umpires, two head coaches meet at home plate. Jeff Sanders, head man Fort Loramie. Jerry Jackson, head man of the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. Delphi St. John's, the home team, in the third base dugout. Fort Laramie Redskins running down the right field line toward the fence, getting a last-minute workout in before this game gets underway. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, the key building component, well, number one, pitching. Number two, defense. The first game was well pitched. Two clubs combined for only 12 hits. There were close to 20 strikeouts between the two pitchers who started game one, but Rushi just did not defend very well. Not a clean game by the Raiders, and that resulted in the loss. Whoever plays a better game defensively and gets a fine pitch contest will win this second regional semifinal, that's for sure. Key building components, pitching and defense, they open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And thank you so much, Laramie Brewing Company, located 17 North Main in Fort Laramie, a fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. The food is so fresh, it's prepared from scratch each day, and not the typical greasy bar food at Laramie Brewing. The food is outstanding. The variety of pizza combinations, fantastic. You'll have a hard time choosing. They're all delicious. I love the pretzel bites and cheese sauce. Definitely thumbs up for those two. I'd recommend you check out Laramie Brewing, North Main in Fort Laramie. Plenty on the kids' menu as well. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at the Laramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Laramie. And don't forget, have a blast and a brew. You can enjoy trivia night every other Wednesday at Laramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Laramie. It's a hidden gem. Starting lineups are up next. We'll return with the first pitch. Beautiful day here at Cedarville. A few puffy white clouds overhead, a high blue sky. There is still a strong wind blowing toward the 402 sign in straightaway center. First pitch upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice.
Your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100 square foot home by Eisenhart is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhart can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhart Homes.
Construction of our truly customized craftsman
home. Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhart Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Testing 1212. Apologize for the breakup. We're having a little difficulty positioning our cables here at the moment. Apologize. We got Delphi St. John's on the field completing infield before the first pitch. Fort Loramie Redskins start with Sammy Gubo, Carson Arnold, and Dylan Meyer. 1, 2, 3 in the order as we adjust our cables. Little interference. We apologize. Wind blowing out to center. 330 down the lines. 380 plus to the power alleys. 402 straight away. 12-foot high wall in center. Fence is 8 feet tall in left center, right center, left field line, right field line. Plenty of foul territory between the foul stripes and the dugouts. First pitch to start the game, a ball to Sammy Gubo, then a strike right down the middle by Cam Elwer, the right-hand hurler for the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. 1.35 ERA on the year. Outside target being set by his catcher. Oh, nicely done by Drake Fittrow as the pitcher Elwer hits the spot, and it's strike two called, 1-2 on Gubo. Outfield straight away, moderately deep. 2-2 pitch, overhand curve, bounced on one big hop to second. Second baseman Tyce McClain leaps high in the air. Oh, it was a big bouncer. It surprised him. He got it in the web of his glove, threw on to first for the out. One down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the first inning as the play goes from 4-3. Here is Carson Arnold stepping in. Arnold got the game-winning hit in the win by Fort Loramie over Tri-County North in the district championship. Here is the pitch of the plate, Arnold swing, and he paced a line drive right at the center fielder who catches it 300 feet from home plate. That ball was really tattooed off the bat of Carson Arnold. caught by Braden Klaus in straightaway center. Two down for the Redskins here in the top of the first, and Dylan Meyer steps in.
Well, and I tell you what, Jack, remember last year in the district finals, these Blue Jays lost to eventual state champions Minster 1-0 in a tussle with Lewis Magato, who really dominated the tournament last year for the eventual state champion Wildcats. So facing Cameron Elwer, going to be no easy task, and we aren't on a basketball floor.
Well, Coach Jackson at Delphus St. John's has had three or four really good teams in the last several seasons here at Delphus St. John. And this year, it's a bid to make the state Final Four. Here are the Blue Jays in the regional semi against Fort Loramie. The count is 2-1, 2-1 on Dylan Meyer, catcher, junior for the Redskins. 3:30 on the season, hits from the right side. Here is the pitch by Elwer down. Oh, good eye, fine discipline by Meyer, as that pitch was just an inch below the knees, and it's 3-1. Elwer gets it up there at 80-plus, has a good curveball. He wheels into action. Meyer hits a ground ball wide at third. Shortstop fields deep in the hole. Here's the long throw off the mark. Dylan Meyer safe at first. Infield hit by Meyer as the Blue Jays shortstop, Andrew Elwer, made a great try. He got that ball before it went into left. The throw to first late, and Dylan Meyer is aboard at first, and here's Lucas Brandewee, one on, two out for Fort Loramie in the top of the first inning.
Well, struck well by Meyer. Great play by Elwer in the holdout, at least make it a competitive play at first.
The shortstop, Andrew Elwer, the pitcher, Cam Elwer, they are brothers. Here is an open stance at the plate being shown by Lucas Brandewee, pitches down, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Lucas, open stance, outfield straight away. Meyer short lead at first, Elwer stretching, delivers up above the strike zone, 2-0, 2-0. Winner meets Newton tomorrow at 5 in the regional championship. Indians defeated the Rushi Raiders 5-1 in game one here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Next pitch, Elwer, off speed, swing and a miss. That was a heck of a change by Cam Elwer, and it's 2-1, 2-1 on Brandewee. Brandewee, 330 on the year. Dylan Meyer at first base, also hit at about a 330 clip. In the stretch, Elwer, ball sprayed foul to the screen. It's 2-2. 2-2, top of the first inning, no score. Fort Loramie's Sammy Gubo began the game with a high chopper to second. Then Carson Arnold pasted a liner to center, right at the center fielder, Braden Klaus. Then after the infield single by Meyer, we've got Brandewee at the plate. He smashes one to third. Ooh, a nifty play.
Oh, boy.
Fine defensive maneuver at third base. But Jackson Wiekert for the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, the ball handcuffed him. He fielded it right in his tummy, threw on to second to get the force. A hit, one left for Fort Loramie in the top of the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. It is no score. Delphus St. John's coming to bat here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Reserves the right to remove offenders from this contest to violate the regulations. So thank you for keeping these in mind as you enjoy today's contest.
It's 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, setup to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, the very speedy Tice McLean opens up the game for Delta St. John's with a hard ground ball to the Fort Loramie second baseman. Nice play by Zach Dews on to Ruhenkamp for the out. One away for the blue and gold Blue Jays here in the bottom of the first. No balls, a strike, nothing and one in Cam Elwer. Second pitch is lofted to short right. On comes Carson Arnold. He skips to it and catches quickly, two out for Delta St. John's here in the bottom of the first. No score in this game. Fort Loramie got an infield single from Dylan Meyer in the top of the first. Here's Andrew Elwer stepping in. By the way, McLean was batting 366 with 30 hits before being retired. Cam Elwer was at 442 on the year with the 34 base knocks, 9 doubles before he was retired. And the first pitch here by Sammy Gubo, the Fort Loramie right-hander to Andrew Elwer, is a strike. Pitch number 2, overhand curve, is lined hard to right field. It's down the line. It might go for extra bases. Andrew Elwer turns the corner at first. There he goes, wheeling into second. Good hustle by Arnold. A good 300 feet from home plate. He gets it back into the diamond, but it's a two-bagger for Andrew Elwer. He's aboard at second for Maddox Krager. Senior DH hits in the cleanup spot for Delta St. John's, and he bats from the left side.
Great approach there by Andrew Elwer, taking that ball the other way.
Yep, it was an outside two-seamer, it appeared, and he drove it about 20 feet fair down the right field line. Here's Krager, 300 batter on the season, fouling it away to the left. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Krager. Wind blowing toward right center. As I mentioned in the pregame, plenty of foul ground alongside first and third here at Cedarville University. Complex in immaculate shape, beautiful campus. Terrific day for a D7 doubleheader. Here is Gubo into the stretch. Big overhand, slow curveball. Waited on by Krager. Foul to the screen. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. As the season has progressed, Gubo has inserted that pitch into his arsenal. It's a slow bender, and it's been effective. Gubo coming off a great game in relief against Tri-County North, held the opponent at bay for nearly six innings. Coming out of the bullpen, here's a fastball wide to Krager, and it's a ball, two strikes, one and two. For most of the year, Gubo has been the number one man on the bump. Head coach Jeff Sanders has weaved into that starting rotation an assortment of other pitchers trying to create depth. Looking forward to next year as well. Get some support behind Gubo. Here is the two-strike, one-ball offering to Krager. Lead at second by Andrew Elwer. Ball smacked down the right field line, fair between Ruhenkamp and the bag. It's a single. It's going to score a run. Recovery on the right field stripe by Arnold. Dancing home with the first marker of the game is Andrew Elwer. Base knocked by Krager as he turned on the inside pitch and stroked it down the right field line. Just a foot fair.
Good piece of two-strike hitting again, just staying in on that breaking ball until the last moment where you can really turn on that thing, and it snuck and shot right down the right field line.
Here is Drake Fittrow, the senior catcher. 260 batting average on the campaign. Runner at first is Krager. It's a speedy, highly athletic Delta St. John's team. In fact, eight young men on the basketball roster are on this baseball team. And, of course, the Blue Jays won the state title in D7 in hoops.
That gets you a late start. You don't win that until about mid to late March, and then you got to get right back on the baseball diamond. That is not an easy thing to do.
Here is Fittrow swinging and sending a foul out of play to the right. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on him. A little two-out lightning from Delta St. John's in the bottom of the first. A harmless ground out to second. Then Cam Elwer was retired before Andrew Elwer stroked a double into the right field corner and Maddox Krager singled along the first base line. Bouncing ball chopped to third. Third baseman for Fort Loramie Fields throws to the second baseman coming across the bag. Brandweed to Dews. Throw is wide, but Dews outstretched. Catches in the webbing to get the force out and end the bottom of the first for Delta St. John's, which takes the lead 1-0 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries, as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrated dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Restore your well-being.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com.
Jace Ruenkamp steps in for Fort Loramie, a ball, a strike. We start the top of the second. Ruenkamp at 310 on the year against Cameron Elwer, who goes straight overhand, and Ruenkamp pops it into right center field. It is a base hit, and the center fielder coming over missed it. It rolls behind him. Ruenkamp, a wide turn at first. He holds with a base knock. That's the second hit off Elwer. Ruenkamp plunks a single into right center. Here is Chase Bornhorst. Let's see what head coach Jeff Sanders has up his sleeve right here with Delphus in the lead, 1-0 in the top of inning number two.
Well, Army's had some good approaches at the plate. They're showing they're not afraid of Elwer early on. Two good hits. Rookie Camp could even stretch that to two if he really wanted to.
Bornhorst, open stance, big hook, strike called. It was a beaut right down the middle by Elwer. He throws over the top, three quarters to nearly straight overhand. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Bornhorst. Third baseman creeping in. Elwer delivers off the plate outside. A ball, a strike, one and one. Delphi St. John's defensively. Wiekert is at third. Andrew Elwer at short. Tyce McLean at second. Logan Duncan at first. The battery, Drake Fittrow behind the plate. Cam Elwer on the bump. 1-1 pitch. Curveball, excellent. It froze the hitter. Strike two. 1-2 on Bornhorst. Outfield includes Aiden Swick in left, Braden Klaus in center, and Braden Lindemann in right for Delphi St. John's. 1-2 pitch by Elwer. Way up top, and it's two balls, two strikes, 2-2.
And tries to go up there and get him to chase after throwing him a couple off-speed pitches there. And he's hung that breaking ball a couple times over the plate.
Fort Loramie with the tying run aboard at first. Two balls, two strikes on Bornhorst. Elwer looks at first, fires to the plate. Outside two-seamer, got him, swing and a miss. Late cut by Bornhorst. Throw down to first, Ruhenkamp back in. One out for Fort Loramie here in the top of the second frame. Fort Loramie, the visiting club. Colton Rose steps in, junior left fielder for Fort Loramie. Outfield moderately deep for the Blue Jays. Ruhenkamp short lead at first. Second baseman McLean cheats a little bit towards second. Pitch to Rose, swing, miss, strike one. Opening pitch off speed from the hurler, Cam Elwer. Got a mix of nice pitches. Good downward bite on that overhand curveball of his. Ruhenkamp leading. One strike pitch to Rose. Too high. A ball, a strike. 1-1.
And they're not going to send Ruhenkamp anywhere. He's got a very, very brief lead at first base.
Jace, not one of the fastest players on the Fort Loramie squad. He's off the bag about 6-7 feet. Here's Elwer, plateward. It's down, breaking ball. Well below the knees. 2-1. 2-1 on the hitter, Colton Rose. Shortstop, Andrew Elwer, cheating a little bit towards second. Third baseman, even with the bag and off the line, about 10 feet. That's Jackson Wiekert. There's a ball nubbed. Pool cue, roller to first, foul. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Rose, who got the tip into the bat on that sweeping curveball from the pitcher, Cam Elwer. Sun momentarily behind a cumulus cloud here at Cedarville. A lot of blue sky overhead. Sun setting to the west. Left field, third base, shortstop will be Sun Fields here in game two. Wind still blowing to right center. Pitch to Rose, down and in. He golfs and misses. He's out on strikes. Here is Teddy Guyer. Guyer at 340 on the campaign. Junior center fielder here today is Guyer. Delphi St. John's took the lead with a run in the bottom of the first. A double by Andrew Elwer, single by Maddox Krager. Here is Guyer trying to move Ruhenkamp along at first. Elwer pitching. A fake bunt. Ball is down below the knees. 1-0. A ball, no strikes on Guyer.
You talked about the wind. It seems like it's calmed down a little bit since the first game. Still seeing that flag blowing out in center field a little bit, yep. But it feels a little less of a factor here in the second game compared to the first.
Center field American flag is streaming toward right center. Here's the pitch to the plate. And Guyer pops one up in the middle of the diamond. And when I say middle, that's what I mean, because the pitcher, Cam Elwer, comes off the dirt about 1 foot to catch the pop fly, retiring Teddy Guyer of Fort Loramie. A pop out to the mound, and the second is over for Fort Loramie, which trails 1-0 heading to the bottom of the second here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, quick work with Sammy Gubo to start the bottom of the second inning. On three pitches, he gets Logan Duncan on strikes, 254 batter. Duncan, junior first baseman, nailed by Gubo, who was sharp. And here is Jackson Weikert, third baseman, junior, steps in from the right side, slightly closed stance. As Gubo hits the zone, strike one called, nothing in one. Both pitchers pretty sharp here at the outset. Delta St. John's did get two back-to-back hits in the first to take a 1-0 lead. Here's a curveball, belated swing by Weikert, and then he gets the barrel on it, drives it to deep right center. Oh, hustling back is Teddy Guyer. Splendid catch. Guyer maneuvering into deep right center. The wind was carrying the ball away from him. He got on his horse, galloped, and picked it off as Weikert slugged that curveball a long way.
It was a great play by Rose out in center. That's what you teach in the gym. You throw balls up, you teach the kids to drop back and run to a spot to go get that ball. Nice play by Rose. Again, you don't play on fields generally this big during the regular season. To come here is such an adjustment, especially for the outfielders, you know, trying to get those steps of how far should I play. You know, that's what you do at practice. You might go to your second base. You might count the amount of steps you take out there and say, okay, I'm playing in this spot. This is how far I play on a normal field when you play on a field of this size, for example.
Here is Aiden Swick, 263, junior left fielder. He took a strike, then an overhand curve from Sammy Gubo. It is a nice one. It's on the outside corner at the belt. Swick was looking. Two strikes on him. Gubo trying to retire the Blue Jays 1-2-3 in the inning. Missed low and away here. And it's a ball, two strikes, 1-2. Delta St. John's 1, Fort Loramie nothing. Bottom of the second here at Cedarville University. Division 7 regional semifinal. Game 1 went to Newton Overrushi by a 5-1 count. Each team had 6 hits. Rushi made 3 errors of commission, a few more of omission. And that did the Raiders in. Foul to the screen, and it's a ball, 2 strikes, 1-2. 1-2, the count on Swick. On deck is Braden Lindemann, the sophomore right fielder. Here's Gubo pivoting on the bump. He fires, fouled straight back once more. 1-2 count. Each team two hits so far in this game. 5 o'clock for the regional championship tomorrow. Winner advances on to play in the state final four at Canton a week from Friday at 10. Big curveball waiting on at the hitter, and he paced one into left center field. It doesn't get up the gap between the outfielders, but it's a long single to left center by Aiden Swick. He hammered that one, and because the outfield was playing a little deeper than normal, the ball was cut off, and it limited Swick to a base hit, a single. And here is Braden Lindemann, sophomore right fielder. He's on first with two down in the bottom of the second. Lindemann, a 200 on the year, hitting, close stance, right-hand batter. On deck, top of the order, Tyce McLean. Pitches in the dirt. Ooh, it goes right through Meyer. The ball bounced. He couldn't smother it. Runner on first skips on down to second. Wild pitch. Gubo landed that one behind the point of home plate.
Yeah, Meyer didn't get down and smother that ball. He got up, and that created a huge gaping hole through his legs to let that ball get through.
And Delphi St. John's now threatens to score again. Runner in scoring position. Gubo stretching, pitching to Lindemann. Overhand breaking ball, fouled out of play to the right beyond the Redskins dugout, first base side. The ball a strike, 1-1. This is a beautiful facility here at Cedarville, Dynamite Stadium.
Absolutely.
Nice crowd on hand. A lot of folks in lawn chairs down the left field line on the embankment. Here is the 1-1 pitch to Lindemann. Curveball, inside corner. Did he get the call? No. It's around the edge, and it's two balls a strike, 2-1 on Lindemann.
2-0. Well, I tell you what, this is a heck of an upgrade from Princeton, I'll tell you that.
Swick with real good speed at second. He'll score on a single. Unless it's of the infield variety. Overhand curveball waiting on it. The hitter, Lindemann, fouls it to the right. And you get the feeling that the scouting report for Fort Laramie pitching is off speed against Delphi St. John's. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Lindemann. Six teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference advanced to the regional this week. Fort Recovery in Division 6 has already won today at Newton. Coming plateward, Gubo. High fastball, had him off balance. Good speed. He zipped one past him. And a late cut by Lindemann. He's out on strikes. Two Ks in the inning for Gubo. We go to the third. Delphi St. John's 1, Fort Laramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So many thanks to Wygant. Don't forget, new subdivision being developed by Wygant Real Estate and Development. It is across the road from Lake Loramie. Check it out. Explore. Give Wygant a call. Wygant Real Estate and Development. New development offered by Wygant. Homes will be built across from Lake Loramie. Wygant Real Estate and Development. Check it out. Call Wygant for more information. First batter for Fort Loramie to start the third. Hits a foul pop along the third baseline, and Zach Dews is retired. As Weichert makes the catch for Delphus, about 7 or 8 feet in foul ground, a little bit in front of the bag. Handle hit pop fly off the bat of Dews. He's retired, and Sammy Gubo steps into the box. He bounced out to McLean at second to start the game. Big overhand curveball by Elwer, a called strike. Nothing and one. Both pitchers, Brandon, have mastered that overhand hook.
Yeah, Elwers has been a tad more inconsistent, I'd say, than Gubo's so far.
Oh,
because
nice,
he's hung it like that.
Nice piece of hitting. Looked like a down fastball. It wasn't the off-speed that he had thrown often earlier. The Gubo went down and got it and sliced it into right field between the first and second baseman on a line.
Right fielder.
Very good piece of batting there by Sammy Gubo.
Absolutely.
He spanks a single into right, third hit in this game for Fort Loramie. And here's the ever dangerous Carson Arnold, 450 on the year. He got the game winning hit in extra innings as Fort Loramie beat Tri-County North to win the district. Runner Sammy Gubo with good wheels off and running, but the throw's a good one. It's caught down there at second base in time, and it's not dropped. It's held on to by the second baseman, McLean, who puts the tag on Gubo, and he's out. Well done defensively by Delphus St. John's. The pitch was a strike. Gubo retired, out stealing. And that's what you call playing defense, Brandon.
Absolutely. Great recognition there behind the plate and pretty early in the count. So Loramie trying to get a runner in scoring position without, you know, giving up that out in the bunt and trying to get it right there into the heart of your order to give Arnold and Meyer two chances to knock him in. But nice play behind the plate there for St. John's.
That's why the Blue Jays, went 17-7 during the year and finished just a game behind Coldwater in the Midwest Athletic Conference standings. Well-rounded club, solid defensively. Strike two here on Carson Arnold. No one on now for Fort Loramie. Fastball low, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Arnold. Outfield straight away. Again, the wind blowing to right center, perhaps not quite as fiercely as in game one. Arnold swings, and he hammers one to deep left center field. Left fielder running into the gap. Jogging is Aiden Swick. He's under it. He's got it. Good play. Sun field in left center. Ball was hit on the button by Carson Arnold, but he's retired on a long fly out to left center. We go to the bottom of the third. Delphus St. John's 1, Fort Loramie nothing. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Oh, here's that spunky top of the order for Delphi St. John's. Dice McLean leads off the bottom of the third, and he cracks a hard ground ball. It's headed toward center field. Shortstop for Fort Loramie glides toward the second base bag. Nice play by Chase Bornhorst on to first to retire McLean by a step. One up, one down for Delphi St. John's to start the third inning. That play goes from 6-3. Here is Cam Elwer stepping in. He takes the pitch, letter high for a strike from Gubo. Sammy's on his game. However, Delphi St. John's got back-to-back hits, a double and a single in the first to play to run. And that's our score, one zip, six hits in the contest. Elwer takes an outside curveball and pokes it on a line over the second baseman's head into right field. Base knock. Elwer singles to right. It was sharply hit. Well done piece of hitting. Ball was thrown on the outside half of the plate by Gubo. And Cam Elwer rifled it over the top of Zach Dews at second base.
This might be a situation where if you're Delphus, where you're in the heart of your order now, you might hit and run. We know Cam's pretty fast. Obviously from the basketball court, Andrew's already got a double on the day. It might be a hit and run situation.
Here's a curveball inside half of the plate, a strike on Andrew Elwer. Delphi St. John's trying to play add-on here in the third. 1-0 lead, Blue Jays. Lead for Cam Elwer at first. Gubo may elect to throw over there once just to check on him. Long, high hold to Gubo. High fastball, ball, and a strike, 1-1.
And Gubo held it there for a while. That's a lot of times an indicator that a guy's going to throw over. They pause more than normal because they know they're not going through their normal routine and going right to the plate.
Outfield is deep around to the left. Left fielder about 40 feet off the line for Fort Loramie. That is Colton Rose. There's a ball, missed the zone. Two balls, a strike. 2-1 on Andrew Elwer. Brother Cam at first. One away, Delphi St. John to bottom of the third. Curveball up and in, 3-1. And now we've got a tough pitch to make here by Sammy Gubo. Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on Elwer. Andrew Elwer hitting Cam at first. Gubo, slide step to the plate, ball's popped up into center. Wynn pushes it to deep right center. Center fielder hustling over for it for Fort Loramie. Good play by Teddy Geyer. He's made a couple of nifty catches. The Wynn playing tricks with it. Geyer caught it in moderately deep right center field. Hustle to throw back to the diamond. And Andrew Elwer is retired. And you can bet here with two down, Brandon, and Maddox Krager at the plate, Cam Elwer might be running.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to go on the last play, but I think Coach Jerry Jackson thought, I'm just going to let Elwer hit and see what happens. Now I think it's definitely elevated. You take that risk with two outs.
Here's Gubo holding, pitching. Krager, late swing, foul ball to the left, out of play. No balls, a strike, nothing, and one. Runner at first, two down, Delphi St. John's, bottom of inning number three. 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays over the Fort Loramie Redskins. Game moving right along. Krager hits from the left side. Infield up the middle is deep. Gubo looks at first, throws to Krager. And a foul ball, just like the previous one, off to the left, strike two. Nothing and two on Krager. First game won by Newton, 5-1 over Rushi. Newton awaits the winner tomorrow at 5. We're on the air at 4:25 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Krager continues to foul the ball to the left over the Blue Jays dugout out of play. That's three straight times he's done so.
He's at that 0-2 count. He's just fighting, looking for that perfect pitch.
Gubo's got a sign from his superb catcher, Dylan Meyer. Looks at first. Throwing Gubo down and in. Well done, but Dylan, as he smothered that ball and batted it in front, onto the grass out in front of home plate. No advancement by the runner at first base, Cam Elwer. He was there during the at-bat of Andrew Elwer, who skied to pretty deep right center. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Krager. Bottom of the third. Delphi St. John's 1, Fort Loramie nothing. Pitch by Gubo. Outside curveball near the edge of the plate. And Krager spoiled it and poked it down the left field line into the bullpen area. Still 1-2.
If you want to learn something as a young ball player, watch Krager just hit this at bat. Just battling. Battling, fouling anything off. This is, even if it results in a strikeout, this is a team at bat. This is pretty impressive to watch.
Krager straight away in the box, swings, hits a chopper, right side, foul, past the first base coach. Yep, three or four fouls to the left. This one was inside off the plate, and he jerked it beyond the dugout, right side of the complex. A ball, two strikes. 1-2 still on Krager. He singled in the lone run in this game. It was a hard hit ball. It hugged the ground between Ruhenkamp and the first base bag. There's a high curve. 2-2 on Krager. Well, it's a test of wills right here. Who's going to give in first,
yeah,
Brandon?
Exactly. And I don't think anyone is. This is a battle right here between Gubo and Krager.
Shortstop, Bornhorst deep. Here is Gubo throwing a fastball up and away, ball three. And now Gubo's got to come in on 3-2.
Yep, and Elwer's going to be going on the pitch, too. So that you got to keep that in the back of your mind, too, if you're Loramie.
On deck, a hitter who statistically not quite as strong as Krager. Fitro up next. Here is a 3-2 pitch with two out. Runner going, high pop. Twisting and curling out of play to our left. This is about an 11-pitch at bat for Krager, maybe a dozen. Might be 12.
Yeah, that's really could play. If this game stays 1-0, could play a factor where Coach Sanders has got to go to his bullpen quicker than Coach Jerry Jackson does.
Mm-hmm. Here's the 3-ball, 2-strike pitch by Gubo. Runner at first, 2 out. It's a curve, inside corner, yes. Gubo wins the battle.
Wow.
Heck of an overhand breaking pitch as the hitter, Krager, stood still, watched it, couldn't pull the trigger, and it was a beaut. One heck of a delivery by Gubo. Inning over. We go to the fourth. It's a tight one. Delphi St. John's 1, Fort Loramie nothing. Top of inning number 4. Upcoming here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating just west of Sydney got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family
family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Well, strong hitting here by Fort Loramie's catcher, Dylan Meyer. He looked at a soft curve for a strike, and then the pitcher, Cam Elwer, threw him a second soft curveball, and Dylan Meyer spanked it in the hole between third and short. He starts the fourth inning for Fort Loramie with a single to left. He's now two for two. He's aboard at first, and here's Lucas Brandewey, open stance at the plate. He's a little further away from home than most hitters in the right-hand box. Pitch is wide. It's a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Brandewey. Runner at first is Dylan Meyer for the Redskins. Short lead, infield double play depth. Meyer dives back in.
The interesting thing is, just Loramie bunt. I know they're up 1-0 here. You feel like it's a situation where you possibly could room camp up. He had a hit last time. Could be a possibility to get a runner in scoring position here.
Ball, no strikes, and Lucas Brandewey, 333 on the year. Uh-oh, it's a comebacker to the mound. Elwer Fields fires to the shortstop for one. Relay to first. Easy twin killing. Cam Elwer to Andrew Elwer. On to Logan Duncan. Pitcher to shortstop to first base.
163.
It was a comebacker to the bump. Easy turn for Delta St. John's. And here's Jace Ruhenkamp. He singled to start the second for Fort Loramie. Redskins, believe it or not, have had a base hit in each frame so far, but Fort Loramie scoreless.
That's right. I thought they'd bunt there, possibly.
Low pitch below the knees to Ruhenkamp. It's a ball, no strikes, 1-0. Elwer's got a sign from Fitro, the catcher. Wheels and deals, high curve, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. 1-0 lead, Delta St. John's, top of the fourth. Fort Loramie batting, two away. Redskins got a leadoff base hit from Dylan Meyer, but he was erased on a double play. Off speed, swing and a miss by Ruhenkamp over the top of the change. Two balls a strike. Both pitchers, Sammy Gubo and Cam Elwer, have mastered the changeup here today. Strike two on the outside corner, overhand curve. It caught the black. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Ruhenkamp. Tall right-hand batter. Bat cocked over the right shoulder. Elwer breaking ball inside corner, rings him up. Strike three. Pitching very good here in game two as it was in game one. Even better in our second clash. 1-0 in favor of Delta St. John's over Fort Loramie. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, Sammy Gubo worked long and hard to finish off the bottom of the third, getting a strikeout of Maddox Krager with Cam Elwer at first. After Krager had fouled off numerous pitches, took it to 3-2, and Sammy Gubo got him on a K. But the leadoff batter here for Delphus in the bottom of the fourth, Drake Fittro, hits a ground ball single back through the box. First pitch delivered by Gubo is drilled into center, right over the pitching rubber, past Gubo, and he's aboard. Delphus leads 1-0, a man on here in the bottom of the fourth. For Logan Duncan, the first baseman. Single to center by Fittro. He is aboard. Blue Jays would like to tack on an insurance run right here.
Yeah, and Duncan struck out last time. Let's see if Delphus has got anything on. Nobody's put on any bunts or hit and runs or anything like that. We get later in this ball game, it's just going to get more and more likely that you're going to see something happen on one of these sides just to try to manufacture a run.
Slow curveball bounces. It's a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Duncan, middle of the diamond, at double play depth. Third baseman even with the bag. Strike two at the knees on the outside corner. Don't think Duncan liked the call. He's about 6'2 or so. Gubo placed that pitch right on a dime at the hollow of the knee on the outside edge. A ball, two strikes. 1-2 on Duncan. Gubo looks at first, comes plateward. Curveball, yes indeed, strike three, outside corner.
And I don't think Duncan liked that call either. That's the same exact spot, maybe even a little lower. He kind of sobs back to the dugout, but just kind of down on himself there. Those are some tough calls to take.
Bottom line, two strikes, tournament baseball. If it's close, you'd better protect.
Yep.
And the hitter paid the price. Duncan is retired. Good pitching by Gubo. Both plate umpires each game. Generous, consistent strike zones. Here is Jackson Weikert batting high, foul off the handle to the right, and it's strike one. Yeah, the plate work has been excellent here in this regional at Cedarville today.
You only get the best this late in the year. You don't get any low-tier varsity umpires. You're in regional, you get good. Good umpires.
Well, they have been consistent. They've called the corners, and the pitcher continues to get the benefit of the doubt. No balls, a strike on Weikert. Fakes the bunt, takes strike two. Curveball outside corner. Nothing in two. Gubo in a groove. Elwer in a groove. Two more outs, and we will be four innings through this game. It's moving along rather quickly. Gubo looks at first. Let's see if Fittro is running. There he goes. It's outside and low. Dylan Meyer fires a strike to second base. Oh, they've got him. Shortstop Bornhorst. Fine catch and tag. Fittro retired. Something told me, Brandon, I had a gut feeling he was going. I looked out of the corner of my eye at the third base coach, Jerry Jackson. I saw a sign I hadn't seen, and that triggered the steal attempt, out-stealing.
And that was a beautiful throw by Meyer. That's perfect. The ball was low.
Mm-hmm.
And just what a throw. That's exactly what you teach a catcher. You know, let the shortstop one horse, let that ball travel. Slaps the tag on, beat him quite a bit. Very similar to the last thing when Larmy got thrown out, caught stealing too.
Last pitch outside, 2-2. Pitch to Wiekert, lofted foul down the right field line. Ruhenkamp gives chase, and it lands near the tarp right in front of the fence. No one on now for Delta St. John's. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. On the hitter, Jackson Wiekert, the third baseman, a junior. He flew out to center his first at bat. A run, 5 hits for Delphus. No runs, 4 hits for Fort Loramie. Errorless baseball here in game 2 so far. It is a 2-ball, 2-strike count on Wiekert. No one aboard now, as the one base runner, Fitro, was erased. Out stealing. Here's the pitch, swung on, belted by Wiekert, hard into right center field. Center fielder, Fort Loramie on the run. Diving effort, Teddy Geyer, he can't make the play. Ball hits the ground. Good recovery behind him by the right fielder, Carson Arnold. It's a two-bagger for Wiekert. And now that out-stealing looms. Yeah. It looms so big.
You don't know if he would have scored there. And he didn't know if Geyer was going to get to that ball. So it was a maybe, maybe not score situation. Might have been second and third. But nonetheless, you think about it in the back of your head. Would we have got another run there?
Here is Aiden Swick. Fort Loramie can't afford to see the deficit swell any more than a run. A strike to Swick. Gubo off speed. It was in there. Both pitchers keeping opposing hitters off stride. A number of change-ups and curveballs. Here's the one-strike pitch to Swick. Look back at second. There's a big bender. Ooh. Inside corner. It froze him. Strike two.
That's a great pitch. That started out of the zone and dropped in at the last minute. There's about nothing you could do there. Swick with a hit already today could get Delphus their second run here.
Boy, these two pitchers masterful with the overhand curve. Let's see if it's wasted here by Gubo. He does just that, lone away in the dirt, and it was almost so far outside that it eluded Meyer completely. That would have advanced a runner to third, but Meyer got to it, kept it in front. It's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Swick. Runner at second, Wiekert for Delphus. 1-0 lead, Blue Jays, bottom of the fourth. Nip and tuck, game 2. Gubo stretching, comes to the plate. That bounces once more, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Wiekert. Not one of the top hitters in the order for Delphus. Does put it in play, doesn't strike out often. Junior left fielder, I'm sorry, it's Wiekert who's on second. Swick at 263 on the year, hitting. 2-2 pitch, overhand curveball is pasted into center. Coming on, Fort Loramie center fielder dives in front. It is on the ground. It eludes Teddy Geyer, gets behind. Aiden Swick around second, hustling all the way to third. Triple, and Delta St. John's leads it 2-0.
It's a heck of an effort there by Geyer. You know exactly what you have to do there, lay out. But unfortunately, if you miss that ball like he did, that's going to result in extra bases, and that's a triple there for Swick.
A single, a double, a triple in the inning, but just one run for Delta St. John's. This ballpark is so big, I think it's fooled the outfielders. Especially in center, they play a little deeper than they might normally.
Yeah.
In their smaller confines on the high school campus. And because of that, the center fielder, Geyer, had to run a little further. He was back several steps more than normal and had to take off into the gap and come forward to field that liner. He wanted to catch it because if it falls and is just a single and lands in front, It's still a run, but he tried to make a fantastic play and couldn't catch it clean. The count of ball, two strikes, one and two on Lindemann. With two out here in the fourth, Delta St. John's leads Fort Loramie now 2-0. Seven hits in 3 2/3 innings for the Blue Jays. Here's the 1-2 pitch off the plate outside to Lindemann, and it's 2-2.
Got to hold on to that if you're Meyer. I think that's called a strike if he catches that.
Third baseman for Fort Loramie, a step or two behind the bag. That is Brandewee. Big hole, 5-6 gap, third short. Let's see if Lindemann can find it. It missed. That pitch takes the count to 3-2. Got the pitch count for Sammy Gubo for four innings is starting to ratchet up.
Yeah, it is. And especially after that long at-bat with Krieger where he ended up striking him out.
Here is the 3-2 offering. Swung on, stroke to left center. Oh, that's a clean gapper between the left and center fielder. That ball was really tagged by Lindemann in the bottom of the order for the Blue Jays. Does damage here in the fourth. That's a two-bagger. Scoring Swick from third. Delta St. John's leads it 3-0 as the Blue Jays continue to find the alleys against Sammy Gubo, who's now been hit for base knocks 8 times in this game. Delta St. John's a single, 2 doubles, a triple, a couple runs home here in the fourth to lead 3-0, still batting. Redskins with a conference on the mound will return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here comes Tice McLean to the plate for Delta St. John's. Blue Jays look for more. They've padded the 1-0 lead with two now here in the fourth to lead at 3-0. Gubo, after a long conference with head coach Jeff Sanders, comes back with a strike to McLean. He's grounded to second, grounded to short so far in this game. Lead at second for Lindemann. Pitch to McLean, up and in, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Tell you what, the way Cam Elwer is dealing for Delta St. John's, it might be tough for Fort Loramie to make up three runs. Elwer has been throwing strikes, getting ahead. Here is the one ball, one strike pitch by Gubo to the plate. It's a curveball up above the letters, 2-1 on McLean. Gubo's breaking pitch has been timed up eventually here in this game by Blue Jays hitters. Delta St. John's with a single, two doubles, a triple, all in the fourth inning to plate two. There was an out stealing in there. Here's a throwback to second. Safe call at second base.
Whew. And he got caught up there, did Lindemann, at second base for a little bit.
Yeah, Lindemann froze, did get back into second, beating the throw from Sammy Gubo. It is a two-ball, one-strike count on the hitter for Delta St. John's. It's McLean, undercuts a pitch and hits it foul out of play to the right. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second, three-run lead, Delta St. John's. Bottom of the fourth, Blue Jays have really timed up Gubo in this fourth inning. As Delta St. John's at the plate has hammered the off-speed pitch. 1-2-3 doubles in this game so far for Delta. Lead at second for Lindemann. High hold by Gubo. Offers to McLean. Fouled again to the right. Ruenkamp gives chase. He goes toward the fence. At the end of the dugout, no chance.
An update on local teams. Versailles up on Summit Country Day, 1-0, top of sixth inning.
Ooh, pitcher's duel at Mason.
And Arcanum fell earlier in that D5 regional, 11-3 to Columbus Academy.
So Columbus Academy will get the winner of Versailles Summit Country Day in the D5 Southwest Regional Championship game. Curveball to McLean, rifled to short, Bornhorse with a leap and a stab, a catch. What a play by Bornhorse for Fort Loramie. Tice McLean hit the ball about as hard as you can hit it. He really smacked it. But Bornhorse picks off the line drive. Line out to the shortstop. Inning over, but two runs are scored by the Blue Jays, who lead 3-0 heading to the fifth on scores.broadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
It is the top of the fifth. Fort Loramie needs to get working. Down to 3-0, Delphus St. John's. First pitch delivered by Elward to Bornhorse, swing and a miss. Second pitch is strike outside corner at the belt. Looked like a two-seamer. Good velocity right there. And Bornhorse is down 0-2.
And now you get to the point, too, if you're Coach Jeff Sanders, do you go to your bullpen now with the way Gubo's getting hit?
There's a ball nub, pool cued into the bat, first base side. Fielded down there by the first baseman Logan Duncan, just foul. And it's still 0-2, no balls, two strikes on Bornhorst.
Because you're at the point where, you know, it's 3-0, Elwer's pretty dominating, you can't let the deficit get any further. You know, do you try to find another option? Because Gubo was hit pretty hard in that, you know, fourth inning.
Big time open stance for Bornhorst, who swings and clubs a line drive toward short. And it's scooped up on one tight bounce by the shortstop. Nice play. Well done by Andrew Elwer. On to first for the out. First man up is gone for Fort Loramie here in the fifth. It goes from 6-3. Bornhorst had struck out back in the second, as did Colton Rose, who's batting right now. That was an inning in which Ruenkamp started things with a single, but he stayed right there. Up and away on the pitch to the plate, a ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Colton Rose. Fort Loramie needs base runners. Down by a count of 3-0. 8 hits now for Delphus St. John's. Here's Elwer. Oh, that's a big bender. Man, did it have vertical bite on it. It started up around the nose of Colton Rose, and then it dropped.
That's right, the best pitch I've seen all day.
Yep, right into the middle of the zone. And the hitter buckled and looked at it for a strike. That pitch is off the outside corner, 2-1. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 on Rose. Teddy Geyer to follow. As Fort Loramie's top of the order, we'll get one more crack at Elwer in the sixth inning. Curveball, knees, middle of the plate. Yes, it's a strike.
And that breaking ball is just getting better as the game's going on for Cam Elwer. And that's what you always say about the best pitchers. You get better as the game goes on.
2-2. Elwer's bread and butter breaking ball backed up with a fastball here. It's fisted to the screen, and it's still 2-2. One out for Fort Loramie here in the top of the fifth inning with Delta St. John's leading 3-0 thanks to a two-spot in the fourth. Here's the windup, curveball, grounded to third, and it gets under the glove of the third baseman. That's an error for Wiekert at third base for Delta St. John's. He was even with the bag. Ball got to him pretty quickly. Was hit fairly hard, wasn't pummeled, but got under the glove and between the wickets. That goes down as an E5 for Delta St. John's. Open to the door a little bit here for Fort Loramie. And we've got a pinch hitter coming up for the Redskins.
Alex Bokey, I think.
And Fort Loramie needs help off the bench. Alex Bokey hits from the left side, a runner at first, one down for Fort Loramie. Top of the fifth inning, 3-0 lead, Delta St. John's. Bokey hits for Geyer, lead at first for Rose. Change up inside, swung and missed, strike one.
You put Bokey in these pinch hitting situations a lot, as Loramie towards the end of the order, and he's delivered quite often for him.
Bokey, big time open stance. He looks from the left side like Bornhorst does from the right, wide open. Bornhorst in the right hand box, left foot is far toward third, open stance. In the case of Bokey, his right foot extends toward first. There's a curveball in the dirt, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Bokey. Fort Loramie's got a runner aboard, one out. Top of the fifth, 3-0 lead, Delta St. John's. The team that prevails here in Game 2 takes on Newton tomorrow at 5 in the regional championship in D7, Southwest Ohio. Big curveball. Oh, that's perfect. Well done. Cut the plate in half. All too often, Redskins hitters have been frozen by Elwer's breaking pitch. A ball, 2-2, 1-2. Let's see if he comes back with one in the dirt. Lead at first. Now Bokey closes up the stance just a little bit. Ooh, a throw to first base. It's tight. Safe is ruled as Colton Rose gets back in under that pickoff throw. Good tag applied down there by Duncan. The ball, 2-2, 1-2 on Bokey. Elwer looks at first. One down, Redskins, who trail by 3. Curveball, Bokey times it up. It's a looping liner. Second baseman leaps to catch. He's got it. Throw back to first. It gets away. First baseman tracks it down. He throws wide of second. The ball covered up out at the deep shortstop position. So as it turns out, it's a ball hit in the air. And not real hard to the second baseman, McLean, who throws low to first. He missed Duncan. It was down. It was going to be close. Don't know if he would have nipped him had the throw been on the button or not, but it got away from the first baseman, enabling Rose to scamper on down to second as Bokey hits the ball in the air to the second baseman. And here's Zach Dews, another left-hand batter, open stance. As the Redskins try to chip away, Dews takes it down and in. Ball rolls away from the catcher. Here's a runner stealing third on the short wild pitcher pass ball. Safe. Moderately close down there. Hustling was Drake Fitro, the catcher for Delta St. John's. Late break just in the nick of time by Colton Rose, who beat the throw. And he's at third, 90 feet away.
So Rose gets on with an air. And gets on with a ball thrown away, and now a pass ball to third.
Here's the pitch to Dews in its place, back up the middle, behind the mound. Second baseman charges, bobbles momentarily, late throw, safe at first, run scores. Ball was hit down off the label, not struck solidly. Off the bat of Zach Dews, it got over the head of Cam Elwer, second base. McLean charged. He gobbled up that ball in about the third hop. And good wheels running from the left side. Zach Dews beat it. Infield single, run in for Fort Loramie, which gets a run the hard way as Colton Rose comes around. And he's in at home on the infield tap behind the mound. And it's a 3-1 game. And now the top of the order for Sammy Gubo as the Redskins try to extend the inning with two down. Fort Loramie's on the board. Right now the margin of difference, that two spot thrown up on the board by Delta St. John's in the fourth. 3-1 lead in favor of the Blue Jays. Elwer looks at first. Let's see if Dews is going. Pitch to Gubo. Low again, and it's 2-0. Boy, in baseball, Brandon, it's not necessarily how hard you hit it. Yeah. It's where, by accident sometimes,
you've
managed to hit the ball.
Absolutely, and hit it where they're not.
Yep.
We saw that with Evan Smith last week against Cedarville.
Runner at first, two-ball count on the hitter Gubo. Make it three balls wide, and a ball four on the next pitch would put the tying runs aboard.
Yep. And then a ball in the gap, you never know. It could change the complexion of this game.
Yep, 3-0 count on Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie. Runner at first, Zach Dews. Gets a little bit of a lead as Elwer throws a strike at the knees on the outside half, and it's 3-1. Three balls, a strike on Sammy Gubo, who's got one of the five Fort Loramie hits in this game. Outfield deep. Very much so in left for Aiden Swick. 3-1 pitch on the way by Elwer. It's off the inside corner fastball. It is inside by a couple of inches, and Sammy Gubo takes a walk.
Let's see if Coach Jerry Jackson wants to come out for a mound meeting.
Here is Carson Arnold, who won the game in extra innings with a base knock for Fort Loramie in the district championship versus Tri-County North. Arnold to the plate, runners at first and second, and here comes Coach Jackson to the mound for the Blue Jays, who lead 3-1. It's getting interesting. Top of the fifth inning, 3-1 lead. Delphus, the winner, takes on Newton tomorrow at 5 in the Southwest Ohio Division 7 Regional Championship here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Oh, the very dangerous Carson Arnold at the plate for Fort Loramie. Looks at a strike on the outside corner. Takes a ball low. A ball, a strike, 1-1, two out Redskins, tying runs aboard, top of the fifth, 3-1 lead, Delta St. John's, 1-1 pitch, Elwer to Arnold, no time is called at the plate. Blue Jays are running the first, two more in the fourth. Fort Loramie has scored for the first time here in the top of the fifth, and now Fort Loramie is looking for that line drive down the line or in the gap. Here's the pitch, overhand curveball, missed wide. It wasn't real close. Arnold looked it over and said, I'm not reaching for that one. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Coach Jackson for Delphus had ventured to the mound before Arnold stepped in. He and Sammy Gubo, probably the two most dangerous hitters in this Redskins lineup. Arnold, 450 on the year. He's the top batsman. Two balls a strike ahead in the count. Runners at first and second. Two down, Redskins top of the fifth. Elworth throws. Arnold looks it over. Oh, he stuck the bat out. Didn't deliver a swing. Looked it over carefully. Umpire shook his head. Instead, it missed the corner. And it's ball three. The call, much to the delight of the Redskins crowd. Good plate discipline shown by Arnold. Here's the 3-1 delivery by Elwer. Overhand curveball hit hard to the second baseman, Tyce McLain. He's got it. Makes a nice play on it. Flips to the shortstop. Force out is complete. And the inning is over. Arnold hit the ball sharply. But McLain ranged a step to his left. And he got to it. Force out was there at second. And Adelphus St. John's completed it to hold Fort Loramie to a run in the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays lead the Redskins 3-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Welcome back here to Cedarville University. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Adelphus St. John's bats in the bottom of the fifth, leading 3-1. New pitcher Colton Rose on the bump for Fort Loramie, and he gets a ground ball to short. Nice play by Bornhorst. On to Ruhenkamp at first. Out is recorded. Well done by the Redskins to get Cam Elwer, who chops to short. We'll try to track down Fort Loramie defensively. Andrew Elwer steps in as a few folks have been moved around. Colton Rose, as we mentioned, is now on the bump. Oh, there's a sweeper. What a hook. Great curveball to Andrew Elwer, taken for a strike. Hey, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Strike two called, another hook. Nothing in two on Andrew Elwer of the Blue Jays. styling now for 40 years, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. There's a bouncing ball to the plate, and it is two strikes and a ball on Elwer, who's doubled and flown to center in this game for Delphi St. John. Rose, curveball, hit sharply to third between the third baseman and the bag. Diving effort down there by Brandewee, and good speed from these Delphi St. John's players. They are athletic, and Andrew Elwer turns it into a swift double as he smashed it between the third baseman and the bag, and he's got a two-base hit. So many times, Brandon, in high school baseball, that is normally a single.
Yep, exactly, but he is fast. And stretch that into a double. And now we got double barrel action in Delphus's bullpen if they get in a spot where they might need to bail Elwer out.
Here is Colton Rose throwing a high strike to Maddox Krager, who steps in here now for Delphi St. John's, leading 3-1, bottom of the fifth. Nine hits now for the Blue Jays. As they have gotten out the lumber, they have hit the ball all over the park. That was the fourth two-bagger in this contest. There's a ground ball single into right field off the bat of Krager. That will score Elwer easily. He comes zipping around third. Headlong dive at the plate. Krager with a big hit with a runner at second. And the Blue Jays get the run back they gave up in the top of the frame. 4-1 Delphi St. John's. 10 hits for the Blue Jays here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cutaway Styling Salon will make you smile with your style. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson. That's Cutaway at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Cutaway Styling Salon, 40 years styling, our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here comes Drake Fittrow to the plate, runner at first, one out for Delphus in the bottom of the fifth. And the Blue Jays lead in this game by a count of 4-1. Open stance for Fittrow. Colton Rose on the bump now for the Redskins, who trail again by three. You were right, Brandon. Delphus had two relief hurlers in the bullpen a moment ago. That action has subsided. And maybe that additional insurance run plated there by Delphi St. John's caused head coach Jerry Jackson to pull back the bullpen throwers. Here is Colton Rose into a stretch. Ball thrown to the plate, chopped on one big bounce to Bornhorst, who charges, swipes at it, missed it. Runner on first, hustles around second. Here's a headlong lunge into third as the throw comes back in. Bouncing ball through short off the bat of Drake Fittrow. That was one of those do-or-die fielding plays by the shortstop Bornhorst. He tried to get it on the short hop. That's a tough scoring decision. I might have to give the shortstop an error.
I would, too.
Simply because the ball was hit smack dab right at him.
I think he had enough time to set his feet and get the ball and throw across the diamond. I think he was trying to get the guy at second, just overthinking it. When that ball's in front of the bag, you're probably going to have to go across the diamond if you're playing that shortstop position.
Yeah, if you are charging and you are approaching the green, the inner infield, probably not a good opportunity to be able to throw back to second. You get the out in front of you at first.
Absolutely.
A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Logan Duncan. They're on the corners for Delphus. Pitch to the plate, a little high, 2-0. Runners at first and third after the E6. Fittrow aboard at first. 4 runs, 10 hits. 2 errors officially for Delphi St. John's. A run, 5 hits, an error for Fort Loramie. Rose just missed the strike zone on the 2-0 offering, and it's now 3-0.
And I think how much leeway do you give Colton Rose if you're Jeff Sanders? Because now the lead's 5-1, and now do I get out of this inning? Who do I got to go to next?
There's a pitch down It's ball four. Dylan Meyer caught it in the dirt, and they're loaded for Delta St. John's. 4-1 Blue Jays. Bases are clogged. They're jammed up. Only one away. And stepping in now after the base on balls to Logan Duncan is Jackson Weikert, who's hit a long double in this game and flown out to center field.
Yeah, he's had two nice at-bats. Even that flyout, he struck the ball really well in the right center alley. So this is a situation where if Weikert hits this ball in the alley, you know, it could be a game over here, and we're going to have another pinch runner. And Delphus empty in their bench because they see that this is the moment where they can seize all the momentum and really blow this thing open.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main, Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves, and we have delivered at Schaefer Market with Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, and more. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. Sample hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Weikert. Infield in for Fort Loramie. Bases are loaded with Blue Jays. Ball one is followed up with ball two. Colton Rose in a heap of trouble as Delta St. John's tries to break this game open. 4-1, bottom of the fifth. First three innings were played briskly, not so much now.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch, and it misses the strike zone. It goes to 3-0.
I was going to say, and Rose has been behind here. I don't swing until I see a strike. If he walks Weikert, he's done, I think. I don't think he last passes batter if he puts Weikert on.
Rose to Weikert, strike on the outside half, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, 3-1, and Jackson Weikert. 10 hits in this game for Delta St. John's, which is out hit Fort Loramie 10-5. Here's the 3-1 pitch, one out. Rose throws a strike on the inside black, and it's 3-2.
I thought that was a better call. Delphus fans didn't agree with that, but I actually thought that was a pretty good pitch. And sometimes those pitches are unhittable. A strike doesn't have to be hittable always.
Good comeback by Rose. Runners at first, second, and third. One out. They won't be moving. There's one away, not two. Stepping out of the box momentarily is Weikert, the third baseman for Delphus St. John's. Light hitter on the season, swings at a curveball, empty. What a pitch, heck of a breaker.
Yeah.
Colton Rose came back big time from 3-0 and got three strikes on Weikert and fanned him.
That's a heck of a comeback. Woo. By Colton Rose. You'd be down 3-0 with the bases loaded, your season possibly slipping away, to bear down and get a strikeout. That's a heck of a heck of an effort there by Rose.
Here's Aiden Swick stepping in, and Colton Rose hits a spot in the outside corner right in Dylan Meyer's mitt. It's a bender, and it's strike one. No balls and a strike, nothing in one on Swick. Boy, Fort Loramie wants to stay in the hunt. Redskins need it out here. What a save by Dylan Meyer. He left his feet. He lurched into the left-hand batter's box and smothered a dirt ball thrown by Colton Rose. And it's a ball and a strike, 1-1 on Aiden Swick. He has tripled and singled in this game, 2-for-2. Slightly closed stance for Swick. Here's the offering by Colton Rose. It looks good. It just missed off the inside corner, and it goes to 2-1.
Ooh, I thought that was the exact same call. Call that inside pitch earlier. That was a good pitch there by Rose.
No, it was mighty close. Here is the 2-1 delivery coming up. Bases loaded. Uh-oh. We had a noticeable flinch. It was obvious. Colton Rose balked. He started to go into his motion, and it's a balk and a run scores.
And no argument from Jeff Sanders. And Jeff Sanders, former University of Dayton pitcher. And that balk just as good as anyone. I must have blinked there because I didn't catch it.
Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Runners at second and third. There's a bouncer to the plate, and it's 3-1.
Did he not set? Or not get fully set before he got into his delivery?
Well, he may have gotten set and then flinched like he was coming to the plate, and didn't complete the motion. And
those are ones that can happen really fast.
Ball four upstairs. Swick aboard. And here is Braden Lindemann, who's got a double in this game. And here comes Jeff Sanders to the mound for Fort Loramie. Situation is this. Bottom of the fifth, 5-1, Delphus over Loramie. 5 runs, 10 hits, Blue Jays, 2 errors. A run, 5 hits, an error for Fort Loramie. Conference on the mound, 5-1 lead, Delphus. Bases full, pitching change upcoming. Bottom of the fifth inning here on ScorersBroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Testing 1, 2, 3. We are still here. Had to make a cable adjustment. We've been operating on battery for the last few hours, and we've got to go to plug into AC. And as a result, because of the circuitry here at Cedarville, you may get a little bit of a buzz, but we had to go from battery to AC. That was the reason for the slight delay. Is that Aiden Burning? Who's that on the mound now for Fort Loramie, Brandon?
I think so. I have to see a number here. It's number one. Well, it's hard to see the numbers in black here.
Aiden Burning on the bump. Bases full for Delphus St. John's. Bottom of the fifth inning, 5-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Runners at first, second, and third. Burning in relief of Rose, who came on for starter Sammy Gubo. And here is the windup to pitch to the plate off the outside corner. It missed. The ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Lindemann. He's got a long two-bagger in this game. He struck out. Delphus St. John's with a base hit can just about put this game away right here. Here is Burning, checking his runners. Breaking ball, outside corner, yes. A strike, 1-1 count, 1-1.
And to give you an update, Versailles does blank Summit Country Day 3-0 to advance to the regional finals tomorrow at Mason High School, 5 p.m. against Columbus Academy.
Way to go, Versailles Tigers and Coach Sturwald and his staff. Another change-up, Burning, swing and a miss, strike two.
Great pitch.
Yeah, it was. Dandy change, Burning with a lot of arms and legs. And the ball came up there at about 70, and the batter whiffed. The ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Lindemann. Bases loaded for Delphus St. John's. Bottom of the fifth, 2 down. Burning needs a strikeout. Here he comes, slow-breaking curve. Swing and a miss by Lindemann. Oh, Burning had him right where he wanted him. Threw a curve off the plate, and Lindemann swiped at it. Came up empty. We played 5, Delphus St. John's 5. Fort Loramie 1, regional semifinal. The winner takes on Newton tomorrow at 5 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair. repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Dylan Meyer hits for Fort Loramie, starting off the sixth, and he cracks a hard ground ball. Third baseman Weaker, nice play. Here's the throw across the diamond in time. It goes from Weikert to Duncan. Dylan Meyer retired. And Meyer in this game had two singles before that at bat. He's out 5-3. Here's Lucas Brandewey against Cam Elwer, who continues to throw darts out of the mound for the Blue Jays. He's mixed in a lot of good curveballs. A ball, a strike, 1-1, and Lucas Brandewey. Five hits in this game for Fort Loramie. The 5-1 score is the exact same score we had in Game 1, won by Newton over Rushi, 5-1.
Absolutely. And both these teams, Delphus and Newton, have had the opportunity to really blow it more out of proportion than what the score reads.
Yep, here's a 2/3 swing at the plate by Brandewey, a number back to the mound. Elwer into the grass toward first, picks it up, shovels on to Duncan, out recorded, two gone here in the sixth. That play goes from 1-3, and here's Jace Ruhenkamp. He steps in now for Fort Loramie, which is down to four outs. 5-1 lead Blue Jays. Top of the sixth. Elwer swings into action. It's, oh man, what a hook, a big bender inside half of the plate, a strike. Ruhenkamp leaned away, looked at it. It was over. Outstanding curveball by Elwer on display here today. Elwer's one-strike pitch. His catcher sets up outside. It's low. The ball, a strike, 1-1. And what clouds were overhead mid-afternoon have depleted. They're gone. Blue sky up top. American flag in deep center over the 402 sign is blowing, but not very hard.
Good pitch.
We had some stiff wind earlier today. There is a curveball at the knees. Good delivery by Elwer, and it's a ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp with a hit, a strikeout, and two at-bats. Elwer toes the rubber, fires to his catcher, curveball, see you later. Ruhenkamp looked it over, it was on the money. Elwer getting stronger as this game progresses. Bottom of the sixth upcoming, Delphus St. John's 5, Fort Loramie 1, on scores, broadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Hitter stepping in for Delta St. John to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Tyce McClain lofts a fly ball to right. Fort Loramie makes the play. A routine out there. McClain hit it directly at the right fielder. One gone for the Blue Jays in the last of the sixth. Second hitter, Cam Elwer, grounds to short. Bornhorst charges. Nifty play. Throws on the run, and he got him at first base. Elwer retired. McClain out on the fly ball to right. And then Cam Elwer out 6-3 for the second time in this game. Cam Elwer went 1-for-4 on the day. Leadoff batter Tyce McClain 0-for-4. And Fort Loramie did a nice job on those two hitters, but not so much the rest of the lineup. Here's Andrew Elwer with two base knocks on the afternoon.
I was thinking the same thing you were just saying, Jack, is 1-for-7. And I think Coach Jeff Sanders would have took that from McClain and Elwer, from Cam Elwer.
Yeah.
Andrew Elwer's got a couple pair of extra base hits. But that's something, if Delphus ends up winning this game, something that they're going to have a little better tomorrow against Newton. He's going to have to be able to get Tyce McClain on, get that run game going, get Cam Elwer going as well, since he won't be on the mound. He'll shift to the field.
Tell you what, the one thing I really like about Delta St. John's, Brandon, is the speed.
Yep.
10 hits, 5 of them extra bases,
yep.
4 doubles and a triple, as athletic a team as I've seen all year, no question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a base on balls to Andrew Elwer. He looked at 4 out of the zone. He's aboard, and here's Maddox Krager. So for Andrew Elwer today, 2 doubles, a walk, a fly out to center. Here's Krager, 2 singles and a strikeout in this game. The lead is 5-1 for Delta St. John's, bottom of the sixth. Fort Loramie is down to 3 outs. Here's the pitch to the plate by Burning in relief of Rose, who relieved Gubo, and that throw is down and in, and it's ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0. 2-0 on the hitter, Krager. 300 on the year, DH. Looks at one in the outside corner. Good spot, Beverning. 2-1. Interestingly enough, center fielder for Fort Loramie, shifting a little bit left of center for the left-hand batter, Krager. His stance in the box is parallel with the inside stripe to the box. Left foot right in line with the right foot. Fouls to the screen, does Krager, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs for Delta St. John's, last of the sixth. Blue Jays in the lead, 5-1. 10 hits, 2 errors for Delta, a run, 5 hits, 1 miscue for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Krager below the knees, and it goes full, 3-2. Yep, Andrew Elwer at first will be running. He'll score on a double, no question about that. Very quick, athletic Delta St. John's team. 8 of these players were on the basketball squad that won the state title in D7. Here's ball 4, base on balls. Drake Fitgrow steps in, safe on an error, single, bounce out to third. Fitgrow due up, the catcher, he'll hit. Wears number 5 on his back. Fitgrow from the right side against Burning. Fort Loramie outfield still pretty deep. It amazes me, Brandon, and I said it at Versailles, because Versailles is 389 to center, and it's deep, 360-something to the power alleys at Versailles. The outfielders there, and again here today at Cedarville with 402 to center, outfielders simply too far from home plate.
Yeah, and it's something you have to talk about before you come here, and you have to kind of know it, which, granted, you're not practicing down here, but you got to know your steps.
Now the wind is blowing out, and it's going to give this ball a ride. It's a long drive, deep left center, off the bat of Fitgrow. It carries 370 from home plate, two-run score. Fitgrow tries to slide into third base, and he is safe. The ball comes loose. He might have been out, and Brandon, we held on to it. Fitgrow, just as I was talking about, the outfielders are playing too deep. Fitgrow gets one over the head of the Fort Loramie left fielder, who was very deep. The wind helped it, and that shot by Fitgrow kept carrying and carrying, and that's extra base hit number 6 in this game for Delta St. John's. And what a day for Fitgrow, a single, a double. Here's a wild pitch to the plate. It bounces. It's behind home by 15 feet. Here comes Fitgrow. He's good for another run for Delta St. John's, which leads it now by a count of 8-1.
Well, and guess what? I mean, Delphus has gotten contributions 1-9. I mean, like I said, between Elwer and McLean, they've only gone on one time. We said that probably would have been really tough for Delphus. But, man, the rest of that lineup has responded with a resounding clash throughout the lineup.
Last 5 in the order have, I think, 6 or 7 hits. Here's a pop out to short off the bat of Logan Duncan. Bornhorst goes to his left toward the second base bag in the dirt. Makes the catch. Inning over, Blue Jays add 3. They've scored 7 since the 4th. 8-1, Delta St. John's. We head to the 7th here on ScoresBroadcast.com. To see through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field. Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken. From shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads. Plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Up, Cam Elwer trying to complete the game for Delphi St. John's. Gets Bornhorst to start the seventh with a pool cue into the bat, number to first. First baseman fumbles it about 7 feet from the bag and manages to make a late lateral to Cam Elwer for the out. Bornhorst retired. Good heads-up combo play by the first baseman Duncan and the pitcher Cam Elwer, and Bornhorst is retired. One down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh. Redskins trail now 8-1. Eli Grudich will pinch hit for Fort Loramie. Grudich for Rose with one down in the seventh. Delphi St. John's Blue Jays will play Newton tomorrow at 5 for the Southwest Division 7 Regional Championship and a berth in the state Final Four 1 week from Friday at 10 in Canton. Elwer's ahead, a strike on the hitter, a ball and a strike now on the pinch man, Grudich, for the Redskins, with one down here in the top of the seventh. 8 runs, 11 hits, a couple miscues for Delphi St. John's, a run, 5 hits, an error for Fort Loramie. There's a high fastball by Elwer, and it's 2-1, 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 count on the hitter, Grudich, for the Redskins. Winding and pitching is Elwer. Good heat. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. That was maybe one of the speediest pitches thrown in this game by Elwer. He had great acceleration on the high riser there. Comes back with a curve. See you later. Strike three. Wow. Back-to-back pitches by Elwer. Nail the Fort Loramie hitter. Strikeout recorded. Hey, don't forget, on South Main in Fort Loramie, Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, subs, salads, wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine, Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza and more. Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store. And the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru on North Main. Pick up your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today. See all the new items and your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. And check out Schaefer RV Storage, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. 2 balls a strike, 2-1. on the hitter for the Redskins. It should be Zach Dews, who's ahead in the count, 3-1.
They got Jack Cotner.
Is that Jack Cotner pinch hitting for Doozy?
Yeah. Yep.
Cotner at the plate, bats from the right side. Stance a little bit similar to Zach. Redskins numbers difficult to read. They're a faded red on the black back of the shirts. Ball four down, and aboard is Cotner at first with two out for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh. And the Redskins trail Delta St. John's 8-1. That was Cotner pinch hitting for the eighth spot in the order. And now here's Zach Dews from the left side of the plate. Pop out, infield single. Swings, hard ground ball, back up the middle. Second baseman diving stop. Sensational play by the second baseman laying out for it, McLean. And on the dirt, with his tummy on the ground, flips it to Andrew Elwer to end it. 8-1, Delta St. John's advances. Blue Jays take on the Newton Indians tomorrow at 5. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Delta St. John's. 1-5-1 for Fort Loramie as Newton and Delta St. John's move on to collide tomorrow. Should be a great game. Both clubs look mighty sharp here today. Newton and Delta St. John's played splendid games in winning against Shelby County Athletic League clubs here. 8-1, Delphus over Fort Loramie. Back in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Welcome back here to Cedarville University. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, as Delta St. John's has just beaten Fort Loramie by a count of 8-1. Blue Jays look very good in doing it. Of the 11 hits, 6 were extra bases, 5 doubles, a triple, and they punctuate the close to this game. Dynamite play by second baseman Tyce McLean as he laid out behind the second base bag, fielding a hard ground ball off the bat of Zach Dews. He lateraled to the shortstop, Andrew Elwer, who swung across the bag, took the throw, stepped on second to close out the game, 8-1. Delta St. John's victorious over Fort Loramie in our second game. First game won by Newton, 5-1 over Rushi. Sets up a game tomorrow between two heavyweights, 23-4 Newton, 18-7, Delta St. John's. Tell you what, Brandon, I think it's a pick 'em. All depends on the starting pitching. Each club will throw its number two.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Andrew Elworthy going for Delphus and then Cole Alexander on the side of Newton. Big thing that I see in this matchup tomorrow that I'll be looking at is when you look at this Delphus lineup, just the contributions, 1-9. I mean, we talked about how McLean and Camel are only got on once between their seven at-bats. Andrew Elworth scored 3 times. Max Krager scored twice. Fickhardt scored once. Weakhardt scored. Swick scored. Had a couple big hits. I mean, those guys got on all throughout the lineup, and they only scored 8 runs. I mean, so that was pretty impressive from Delphus' part. I think Delphus has got more depth through the lineup. I think that's a huge advantage. When you look on the side of Newton, and I'm looking at both scorecards right now for both games, they got most of their production from Alexander, Kofor, and Tippy, which are the top three. Granted, you know, Newton had a little bloop hit from Brooks Flory and a bunt hit from Resides, but I mean, I look at Delphus' depth, 1-9, is going to be the key difference tomorrow. And if, you know, Newton wants to win, I think they've got to make it a 2-1, 1-0 type ball game. Because if not, if we're getting kind of like a track meet, a lot of runs scored, it's going to go in the favor of Delphus St. John's, just with the speed and the depth at 1-9. So Alexander, you know, for him, it's going to be a big game tomorrow in terms of pitching. He had 15 strikeouts that last matchup against Fayetteville Perry. Obviously, the caliber of opponent is tenfold here this time, you know, with Delphus, but it should be a good matchup tomorrow.
Yep. How well will the number two pitchers throw tomorrow in a clutch regional championship game with so much on the line of berth in the state Final Four?
Yeah, and everyone always looks at the ace, and the ace usually gets the semifinal game. It's usually that two guy that has got to go out there and win that district title, that regional championship, that state final. Sometimes it even has to be your three. So, I mean, that depth of pitching is so paramount, you know, when you get later in the year to have three or four guys. Especially, but I take a look too, and before I forget this time, stars of the game, Sour Mugs. We go with Andrew Elworth for Delphus. He scored 3 times, had a couple hits, just I think paced the offense really well, even though his brother Cam was spectacular. Fort Laramie, it's tough because, you know, there just wasn't much today. Offensively, nobody with multiple hits or nobody got on multiple times. So that's, it's kind of hard to look at and pick someone. I mean, you could go Colton Rose. He scored. Jason Ruenkamp had a hit. You could, I guess I'll go with Rose and Ruenkamp. Dylan Meyer had 2 base hits.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, he did. Never mind. I'll go with Dylan Meyer, 2 base hits.
A number of seniors for Fort Laramie who played their last baseball game for the Redskins. Carson Arnold, Alex Bokey, Chase Bornhorst, Jack Kottner, Zach Dews, Sammy Gubo, Eli Grudich, Johnston Hollenbacher, and Jace Ruenkamp, all seniors. They'll be missed. A lot to replace, but Jeff Sanders usually gets it done. He rebuilds virtually overnight and comes back the next spring with a highly competitive club, which challenges for an SCAL championship and a district title every year. And they'll be right back in the thick of the league race and the district championship race. Once again, count on it. But a number of seniors who I just highlighted are gone and will be missed. They played their last baseball game at Fort Laramie here today. And unfortunately for the Redskins, it did not end in a win. Delphus St. John's, quite frankly, is a highly loaded Division VII baseball team. 3 real good starting pitchers and a lot of offensive depth, as Brandon noted. Hitters throughout the lineup. Speed.
Yeah.
Speed like crazy all over the field. 8 members of the state championship basketball team are on this baseball team. 5 doubles and a triple out of 11 hits. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that happen in a high school baseball game in quite a while. 5 doubles, a triple. And I tell you what, at least 3 of those doubles, maybe 4, were ordinarily singles, and the triple was usually a double, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And they didn't even display it on the base pass. The one steal attempt they had, they got wiped out by a nice play by Dylan Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
which is even another good reason that I should have mentioned him originally to get him Sour Mug start of the game, so thank you for picking me up on that one.
There you go.
But, I mean, overall, I mean, this team's speed could be displayed even more tomorrow. I mean, Newton's probably going to bring more to the bunt game. Like I said, they're going to want to play a low-scoring game tomorrow, and Delphus is going to want to get out and run. It's kind of like your baseball version of a team wanting to go out and score 80 points, and then your team that wants to make it a barn burner and make it a 30-35 ball game.
Yep.
Basically, so that's the two contrasting styles, and it'll be fun to call. Unfortunately, the Shelby County, you know, gets, you know, shut out this year from the state tournament. You know, this is the first time in 10 seasons that Rushi, Laramie, or Minster will not make the state tournament. What a run by those three programs in particular. And over the past 10 years, it's been fantastic to call. And we'll know they'll be back in 2027, you know, per usual. But even for Laramie, even for Coach Jeff Sanders, they've had some tough times the last few postseasons getting back to the regionals. They've run into some good ball clubs. And I've got Stump getting in this regional, first time they've been back in since 2022.
And so, Minster next year in the Southwest District.
And that'll change everything, too. The complexion of the Minster Wildcats coming down to the Southwest District. Fayetteville Perry shifts to the Southeast. There's a lot of things that'll kind of change the complexion and the thought process by the coaches here when it comes to tournament baseball.
And again, our Sour Mug stars of this game, Dylan Meyer, Fort Laramie, and Cam Elwer for Delphus St. John. Sour Mugs located in the Social in the Piqua Center in the Piqua East Mall. That's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue. Sour Mugs also in West Milton. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to Cedarville. Final time. Gorgeous day. Two fine ball games. One by Newton, 5-1 over Rushi, and by Delphus St. John's, 8-1 over Fort Laramie. Newton, Delphus St. John showdown tomorrow. It's a regional championship, and the winner advances on to the state Final Four at Canton's Thurman Munson Stadium, 10 a.m. 1 week from Friday against the Northeast Regional Championship. The favorite to come out of there is Tiffin Calvert, which has been ranked number one most of the year in Division VII baseball here in Ohio. By way of record, Fort Laramie Redskins wind up 18-10, and now 18-7 on the campaign is Delphus, which tangles with Newton tomorrow. Thanks so much to Brandon Coverman alongside and our great online listeners. Thanks to the weatherman. What a delightful day here at Cedarville. And Cedarville University, the staff in athletics and special events, rolled out the red carpet for scoresbroadcast.com. We were situated in the press box directly behind home plate. And thank you so much to Andrew Heath, tournament coordinator and site manager. Thanks so much from scoresbroadcast.com to Cedarville University. Once again, the final scores here today. Newton over Rushi, 5-1. And Delphus St. John's turns back Fort Laramie, 8-1. Newton, Delphus St. John's tomorrow at 5. Online on the air at 4:25 tomorrow afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCalle very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCalle Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.